Kindness is perfected as it is shared with others. Kindness is perfected as it's shared with others. Kindness is perfected as it's shared with others. This is the magical Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in that magic land of Campo, California, where everyone would love to be and enjoy the meditation vibrations here that absolutely bring everyone to their wholeness and their perfection and their ideal spirit, mind, and body, fantastic, whoever they are. And that's what happens to everybody who comes to the campus of the University of Healing. But be careful. Everyone is not invited. This is for our students and for people who attend our seminars. If we were to have everyone who wanted to come here, we'd have to figure out who these people are, what their real purpose is in being here, knowing, of course, it's to meditate, and whether they have any ulterior motives, you know. Because in this day and age, you accept everybody, but you make sure that they are harmonious with what you teach. So if we have people on this property who are thinking that an outside God is going to heal them, an outside God is going to talk to them, an outside God is going to do this, that's contrary to what we teach. That's contrary to the philosophy of the University of Healing. And we don't want those vibrations here. Now, if they want to come and learn about our philosophy and learn about what we teach, super, come along. We're glad to have you. And then if you want to see the meditation paths, super. And then sign up as a student, and the paths are yours to use virtually anytime you want. Now, that's pretty nice, isn't it?
Right.
We have 104 acres here that are blessed within an inch of its life. Their life, every acre. And every acre just oozes out and exudes harmony, happiness, peace, health, right action, and abundance. So every person who walks upon these grounds is living in that fantastic kindness, which is perfected and only as it's shared with others. But our kindness is perfected as we live it and use it and enjoy it. Kindness is perfected as it is shared with others. So what sort of kindness have I done today? Well, I'm writing my serendipity based on this morning's talk. And it's kind of interesting. So it should be a charming serendipity. And in it, I have some of the smoothest, coolest people you have ever met who didn't even know about the University of Healing. And they are fantastic people living the principle, living in the now, enjoying themselves 100%. We probably should do a rerun on that tape from this morning because it is something very positive and very good. Every parent should know about it, how to raise their children, how to raise their husband or their wife. Ha, 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 ha. And it's not what you think it is if you haven't heard it. But you see, it is kindness perfected as it is shared. You are who you are. I share my teachings. I don't give my teachings away. I don't teach my teachings. I share them. I just live them. And if people want to pay attention, happy day. If people don't want to pay attention, happy day. I don't even know it. You see, that's the gist of it. That's the gist of it. I don't even know if someone doesn't like me, if someone doesn't believe in the things that we are sharing here on the campus, something that we share here in the University of Healing, the Church of God Unlimited. I don't even know it. I have no idea. And I've been saying in my heart, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and Katrina will be doing that which will be for her highest good, and she'll be having a ball, having a living ball. You read what I wrote her? You
yes.
did?
Okay. Yes, I did.
Yes, okay. And so I think that's just terrific. See, Ellen tells me you may accept being our cook during the seminar. This would be the greatest solution to her desire to have the perfect meals for everyone. I know you would have the greatest time. I believe you have not fully decided, so therefore I do not tell people what is pending, only what is a decided fact. Well, Herb, what the heck are you doing telling everybody about what she has not made as a fact yet? Has she made it a fact?
No.
No, okay, then it's a fact. You're coming, love, and we will just love to have you. And as Ellen said, we have two special angels to work hand in glove with you, and that is the Sabrina and
Jerome.
Jerome, the two magical young people who would just love to be at your side, to stay under your tutelage of being the perfect cook and being the perfect chef and being the perfect table setters and everything else. And I tell you, they're wonderful. They're just chomping at the bit, waiting to come to the seminar, to participate in the seminar, and then to have a pause at each mealtime so that they can step into a different venue and live a different picture, live a different culture, live a different life under the New Zealand master mistress, Katrina Suter Tarawana.
Hi.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who is sharing her special raw food diet with the seminar, which will be outstanding. Now, affirm with me that she is here, happy, and all things are taken care of for her. It's
all
done.
In divine order.
Oh, then how you do it? All's in divine order?
Yes, it's done.
I like that, I like that, I like that. Well, she's an amazing girl.
Yeah.
And
you have the best.
Yes, we only have the best. And these are our students, people who have been with us for years. She came to campus one time, and she was going to do a kindness for us. And so she was going to put in a garden and show us how to raise a garden, because she has a background in being a farmerette, and she's taken all the courses in Switzerland to be a certified farmer and all that good stuff. And she worked on many farms, and she was exquisite as a farmerette. Well, she came here, and she came to our virgin campus. Now, a virgin campus is not a nice campus. A virgin campus is one that has never been tested, never been tried, never been checked into. It is a campus in which your consciousness alone controls what is going to happen. Well, Katrina put her garden in, and as usual, it was spectacular. She had at least an acre of garden near the Miracle Pond, too, and the Miracle Garden.
Near the Miracle Garden.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Where the Miracle Pond used to be, right?
Yes.
And it's fantastic. And it grew in great abundance and great affluence. It was just marvelous to look at. And every day she'd go to look at it and water it and bless it and love it, say, "You're fantastic." But what she failed to do was to surround it with her pure white light of love and say, "You are surrounded by my pure white light of love, and all your ways are peace, and all your paths are pleasantness. And you're my garden. Your produce is for me. Your produce is for me." Yeah, we can't forget that. Yeah. "Your produce is for me." And so she didn't say that. Well, the time of harvest was fast approaching, very fast, and all of a sudden the plants started to disappear underneath the ground. Boink! They pulled under the ground by some friendly rabbit or rodent or whatever that would live down there, and he would say, "Ah, look, a carrot. Ah, look, good stuff, just my type of thing." And pretty soon there was almost nothing left. And she was very distressed by this. And she went down there and put her tent in the middle of her garden, and she slept there, and she had her, what do you call these, scarecrows hanging all over the place, trying to scare away the scarecrows, and the crows weren't the ones who were eating it. It was the guys downstairs who were having a ball, you know, and you can't get to them. How do you find them, you know? And so Katerina also had another problem. Katerina never learned how to kill anything. Oh, she could make a chicken for dinner and stuff like that, but she could not kill the little critters who were doing their natural thing underground. She could not destroy them and take away their lifestyle because they were messing her up. So she went to her neighbor, our neighbor friend, and this was an elderly couple in their 80s, and they also had a beautiful garden every year, a beautiful garden right on the riverbed, without any fences, without anything at all. And Katrina had fences gazoo. But these neighbor people loved Katrina, and she loved them. And she said, "Oh, you're so fantastic, you know. How do you do this without having all your vegetables and things taken away from you?" And they said, "It has never been in our thought." Now, they didn't have the words like we are using, "It's never been in my consciousness, therefore it's not." But it's never in my thought. I never thought about it. Now, maybe she put the thought in their mind, which is not a nice thing to do, because I don't know what the future was for their place, except I do know they moved away shortly. And but whatever. So, you see, we have to be friendly. We have to be friendly with everything. And we have to be friendly in such a fantastic way that our kindness is perfected as we share it with others. And so the kindness of the neighbor was the most beautiful thing that Katrina could have ever learned. What was the kindness of the neighbor? I never thought about it. It never dawned on me that anybody would want something that belongs to us. It never dawned on me that what I put out there and put in my garden is going to be touched by anybody. They lived right on the highway, and none of the passing vagrants are going to stop by and have lunch in my garden, and none of the passing rabbits or squirrels or other things, they didn't even think of that. All they thought of, it's mine, in my garden. I surrounded by love. I never thought of anybody taking my garden away from me. And so, you see, we have the possibility of doing more fantastic things than we ever thought of. Our kindness is perfected as we share it with others. Now, what kindness do you have? What kindness could Katrina have given to this elderly couple? I admire your garden, so don't tell your problem. Don't tell your problem to other people. You make it their problem. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's mean. So, I admire your garden so much. You do so beautiful. How do you keep your garden so beautiful and so lovely? All we do is plant it and we expect it to be what we got. And she says, is that all? And they say, sure. Don't you do affirmations and treatments, and don't you around the clock say all is in divine order? And so, no. I have no panic about my garden. My garden is in God's hands and all is perfect, however they conceive of God to be. But you see, we fight. We fight. And it's not a valiant fight. It's a fight of resistance. And our fight of resistance only destroys. It only takes away everything we might ever have learned, everything we might ever have felt was important and appreciated. It takes away all of our self-confidence. It takes away all of our being. Does this principle really work? Because, look what happens. Well, yes, it works. Because the belief that the rodents were having a ball more than outshone the belief that that was Katrina's garden and we were going to eat from it for a long time. So, after the garden, she went into a different work. She became a printer, and she started using our printing press to print our gist and other things. And that was fine, too. But, you see, this is the magic. This is the magic of believing in yourself, of giving of yourself, not of your problems, just of your loving solutions. And as you give of your loving solutions, what happens? Everybody lives in your solutions. I'm whole and perfect. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm whole and perfect too. I'm happy. Me too. I'm happy. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. Me too. Me too. I got loads of money. I'm independently wealthy. Me too. You see? And you get it with the same enthusiasm that you do with these subtleties, like being happy and so forth, do with you're independently wealthy. Because it starts from the same foundation. And it continues and grows from the same foundation. You see, that's what it's all about. And you guys are fantastic. And I know you're having a wonderful time because you know that's what it's all about. And I love you. I love you. I love you.